At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven Cash Jackpot is $400 thanks to new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents available online and in stores near you. Hey, John, how are you?
Good, Anna. How about yourself?
I'm great, thank you. You ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room and let me win?
I'll give you one out of two. Good luck.
All right. He's walking out of here. That door is going to close, and he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions, John. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Mindy Kaling surprised her fans when she announced that she welcomed her third baby this past February. She's never revealed who their father/fathers are. What was the name of her Fox Hulu show where she played an OBGYN?
Mindy Project.
Number two, Prince, David Beckham, Jane Fonda, and the band behind the albums Dookie and American Idiot are just some of the people scheduled to get their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next year. What band is that?
Green Day.
Number three, a Hallmark movie inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce is in production, and they've teamed up with the Chiefs to film it at their home stadium. It's called Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. What's the name of that stadium?
I don't know.
Number four, Alanis Morissette's 8-year-old daughter joined her on stage to perform Ironic, and she called her her dream daughter. In the song Ironic, an old man turned 98. He won the lottery, and then what happened?
Went on a date.
Number five, McDonald's is abandoning its AI drive-thru due to problems with the software and getting the orders wrong all the time. But they're going to continue working with IBM, and they plan to roll it out in the future. What does IBM stand for?
International Business Machines.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Let's go! Come on.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for John.
Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number one, Mindy Kaling surprised her fans when she announced that she welcomed her third baby this past February. She's never revealed who their fathers are.
Hmm.
What was the name of her Fox Hulu show where she played an OBGYN?
Wasn't it The Mindy Show?
The Mindy Project.
The Mindy Project. Yeah, okay. All right.
All right. Number two, Prince, David Beckham, and Jane Fonda, and the band behind the albums Dookie and American Idiot are just some of the people scheduled to get their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next year. What band is that?
Green Day.
Okay. Number three, a Hallmark movie inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce is in production, and they've teamed up with the Chiefs to film it at their home stadium. It's called Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Oh, wonderful.
How is this real? How are they doing this? And it's going to premiere during their, like, countdown to Christmas.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't star Taylor Swift.
All right. What's the name of... Absolutely not. It's definitely... What's their name? Candace Bergen?
Yeah. But you know the typical roster.
Exactly. What's the name of that stadium?
Arrowhead.
That's right. Number four, Alanis Morissette's 8-year-old daughter joined her on stage to perform Ironic, and she called her her dream daughter. In the song Ironic, an old man turned 98. He won the lottery, and then what happened?
He died the next day.
That's right. You guys are tied at 3. Number five, McDonald's is abandoning its AI drive-thru due to problems with the software getting orders wrong, but they will continue to work with IBM, and they plan to roll it out in the future. What does IBM stand for?
Isn't it Intelligent Business Machine?
No, International Business Machines. I'm sorry, John. You guys tied at 3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay, this is John, and I can't beat Raven yet.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, man. $500 tomorrow, Anna.
I like that he said yet.